listening to The Land of Twilight on WRCT Pittsburgh. Twilight has moved our time slot. We're now 3 to 5 p.m. Fridays instead of 1 to 3 p.m. Thanks for tuning in today on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to play the normal stuff. If you're new here, you'll get a hold of it. We'll play some video game music, anime music, vaporwave, jazz fusion, ambient, city pop, post-punk, dub reggae, dungeon synth, cosmish, all kind of cool stuff. Again, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is The Land of Twilight with me, DJ Owl.
You brought me here.
You're listening to The Land of Twilight with DJ Owl on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is A La Crown by Loam. Before that was Love Fighter by Makeup. And before that were the two songs we always open with, Twilight and Prologue by Electric Light Orchestra. Tell you about some events, of course. There's always events in Pittsburgh. Some are cool, some are not. Some are just kind of neutral. Let's see. Well, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform music from the 1920s and 30s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, 400 Cedar Avenue in the north side. Food and refreshments are available, but reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can call 412-321-1834 for reservations. Looks like there's one other event that's relevant here. Oh, no, there's two, actually. Okay. Well, let's go with this one, because it's... Oh, there's a few. Okay, never mind. We're all good. Well, anyway, the Pittsburgh Culture Trust Visual Art Galleries feature the following exhibitions: Monumental Eternal, L'Andre Lassure, exploring the ways that monuments erected to commemorate racist legacies have altered the mental psyche of black communities, is on display at the Wood Street Gallery, 601 Wood Street, downtown, now through May 17th. And Women Have Been by Melike Konner explores the unique interactions that have shaped Konner's identity as she unveils her myriad roles: woman, mother, singer, dancer, and ritual maker. In this immersive showcase, featured at the 820 Gallery, March 9th to July 20th, located at 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown. That reminds me of the episode of Ava I just watched. Anyway, more information about events at the Culture Trust Galleries is available at trustarts.org. For more information about upcoming events, and if you or your organization would like an event included in our WRCT radio calendar, you can send the details 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Also, there's some musical events coming up, of course. Lots of fun stuff. So today, starting at 5 p.m., the Millvale Music Festival starts all over Millvale. It's in all different venues: Harold's, Haunt, Wiles Poetry Lounge, Smokey's Tavern, Double L, Cousins, the VFW. There's like a library stage. There's a stage at the River. There's a stage at Mr. Smalls, of course. Yeah, so it's all over Millvale today, starting at 5 p.m., and it'll be tomorrow, too, starting at noon, the Millvale Music Festival 2025. So check those out if you're interested in that this weekend. Also, Bottle Rock at 7 p.m. has Natalie Rize album launch. Natalie Rize? That's Bottle Rock at 7 p.m. on Sunday, the 18th. Stage AE, May 20th, has Mayday Parade with Microwave, Grayscale, and Like Roses. Also, the Roboto, that's at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. 7 p.m. on Tuesday is Roboto Project iFlies with Ruthie Toothless and Miracler. And Government Center at 8 p.m. that day has New Orthodox, Mento Fellini, and Ill-Fitting Party. Also, the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls Wednesday, May 21st, has Chad Price Peace Coalition with Paul Luke. And the Thunderbird Thursday, May 22nd, will have Necro Goblicon with Revocation of Sulfur and Brat. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send an email with all the details, date, time, place, and performers to music-calendar@wrct.org. The calendar is updated each week on Wednesday afternoon. Oh, boy. Let's talk about a few other things so I have the chance here. Talk to your child's school nurse about preventing meningococcal disease, or call your healthcare provider to schedule a vaccination appointment. More at voicesofmeningitis.org. Oh boy, I am very tired today, and I'm not really in a great mood. I'm thinking about some things. Sometimes you have people you know, and they make you kind of upset. Also, I got a flat tire coming here, and then I was trying to open a can of peaches I brought with me, and the little pop tab thing snapped. So I don't know what's with all that. Yeah, here's another thing. About 675 pieces of junk mail clog each of our mailboxes annually. This adds up to a nationwide total of over 4 million tons of paper a year. It sounds kind of like a waste of paper. Reducing the volume of junk mail you receive saves trees, energy, landfill space, and water, not to mention your time. What can you do to reduce the mountain of junk mail that comes to your home? You can register with the Direct Marketing Association's Mail Preference Service. DMA passes along your name to marketers who then remove it from their mailing list for 5 years. To stop the flow of junk mail from a specific company, call them and request that your name be placed on the company's in-house suppress file. And since many companies rent their mailing list to other firms, be sure to have your name removed from their rent list as well. You can contact the Direct Marketing Association at 212-768-7277. Or you can visit them online at www.dmaconsumers.org. All right. Well, I'll let the music play on. You're listening to Hillsfar. This is a song called... What is it called? It's called Rain and Memories from Flames on the Moon Sea. And before this was Fallen Castle of Shimahara, which is by Masamichi Amano, from Ninja Resurrection. And before that was Alacron by Lalonde. And like I said, Love Fighter, because I've been watching a lot of Saint Seiya, which is a very insane shonen story. And so we had to have some Saint Seiya songs. All right, well... Thanks for tuning in today, Land of Twilight. It's the first time we're broadcasting 3 to 5 on WRCT. I'm going to let the music go. Go. You're going to listen to the music. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're going to leave. I don't know. But I hope you'll stick around. Thanks for tuning in today on the Land of Twilight with DJ Al on WRCT Pittsburgh.
request to Black a Jet.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for both internet and broadcast settings, and for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr at wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
はぐらかし何を探してるの恋に理由はいらない。
Almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight. A minute pause Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to The Land of Trolley with DJ L. This is Sonic Youth with The Burning Spear. And I'll talk to you about the other stuff we played earlier after this. Thanks a lot. right, you're listening to the Land of Twilight with DJ Owl. This is Submerge by Be Careful with Designator. Before that was The Burning Spear by Sonic Youth. Before that was Night of Summerside from Kimagure Orange Road. The artist for that is Masanori Ikeda, and that's from the amazing compilation Anime Hot Wave. I still have to rip and label Anime Hot Wave 3. Well, I guess I ripped it, I have to label it. Play that every time because I'm thinking about the summer. I'm thinking how much, how things are seem to be moving forward. Before that was Body to Body by Tomoko Aran. Before that was Stage 10 by Isao Abe and Yuko Karuta from Star Gladiator. You know why we played that? Because Capcom Fighting Collection 2 just came out today. Right, Don? And I'm pumped to play it, but I won't have until Tuesday. Now, Star Gladiator is not on that game, on that comp, anthology, whatever you want to call it. But the sequel is Plasma Sword. So we're going to be playing a few different Capcom fighting game songs today. Not a whole lot, just a few. Because I'm thinking about that collection. Hey, before Stage 10, there was Soon Come Sunset. That's by Masayoshi Takanaka. It's from his album Rendezvous. And before that was United Africa, which is a really awesome song. Never heard it before. I have all these dub comps, and I haven't listened to everything on them. But that's by Sir Cox and Sound. And that's from the Evolution of Dub Volume 5, The Missing Link. I don't know what album it's originally from, but it's cool, huh? Before that was Blue Skies by Jamie Penner. And before that, as mentioned, was Rain and Memory from Hills Far from their album Flames on the Moon Sea. So yeah, this is Submerge by Be Careful featuring Designator. We have some other stuff coming up soon, too. Thanks for tuning in today. This is the new time slot for the Land of Twilight, featuring DJ Albert at 3 to 5 p.m. instead of 1 to 3 p.m. Somebody needed the 1 to 3 p.m. slot, and this actually works better for me, so it's all good. I guess I have time to tell you about something else. Oarworm. Have you ever had an oarworm? Tune in on Thursdays, 6 to 7 p.m., and you'll be left with one only on WRCT. I like to think a lot of the tracks I play are Oarworms. This one included for sure. We'll be right back. listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Land of Twilight with DJ Owl.
Oh,
Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both.